So we listening to everybody testifying, singing, talking about the goodness of Jesus.
Yeah.
There's healing in His name, His power in His name. And I'm impressed. Today, all this power.
Yes.
That the Lord has. And there's quite a bit of sickness. And we want to let you know God can heal you.
That's right.
Amen. That's not a fairy tale. God can heal.
Yes.
With these brown eyes that you're looking at tonight, I respect what Peter and Paul and John and all of them spoke about healing, but I want to let you know what I witnessed. Amen. It's something about reading something, but when you actually eyewitness the power of God,
yes,
and what God can do, seems like it's in another light.
That's right.
Amen. It was this gentleman in our community. He was blind, and I believe I have spoke this here in this congregation. My mom never boasted that she had the gift for healing, but I used to tell her, I said, "Mom, you got the gift for healing." You know, she didn't try to act like she was all of that. She just let the Lord use her. But there was a man in our community. He was a Catholic fella. And the wife called my mom because she was like the clergy of the community. Anybody get sick, they call Sister Lynn. But guess what? That same community I still live in now, when they get sick, guess who they call now? Hello. But anyhow, my mom went over there and prayed for that gentleman. He was blind. Couldn't see. She went over there anointing him and prayed and prayed the prayer of faith. And within a week, about couple weeks, he was able to see.
Thank the Lord.
Can I preach in this place?
Amen. Preach on.
Ain't God good in here?
Amen.
I had a rising on my back here when I was a youngster. And I also had some falling out spells when I was a youngster, where I could be eating at the table, and next thing you know, I fall out. Amen. Out of it. But those two things, it was arising on my back about, I would say about a 3/4 inch out. I didn't know what it was, and you know, a lot of times people want to put the label on it. It's this and it's that. But we didn't put no label on it. The only thing we did is went to the Lord. My mother prayed. And the prayer of faith, that thing busted on my back, drained. And amen, my mom, she got something just nasty. I said, "Hold on, Mom." She just knew just what to do. Amen. She the devil took us to the doctor. See, I was born in divine healing, and sometimes I feel I'm a little hard on people with this divine healing, because I think they need to do just like I was taught. Amen. See, when we got sick, we didn't go to the medicine cabin and took us. We got a pill, you know, and took. No, amen. Amen. We would have got the praying on. Who is it? I'm getting ready to be afraid. I know we're supposed to have some oil in here. Praise God. But we wouldn't get the oil.
First aid in the bottle.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Did what James 5:13 said in 14 and 15, call for the elders of the church.
Yes.
Not with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise them up.
Yes.
So that's what I know. Amen. And I want to say tonight, I'm going to read some scriptures. If you have the faith, God has the power. You want to come and ask God, we pray over you and ask God to heal you, I do know you can be healed.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same Jesus back there 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
he's the same today.
Yes.
He can heal. Amen. Do we believe that?
Amen.
How many know there is healing in his name?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I know there is healing.
Amen.
Let's sing number 303 before we get started. Simply trusting in the Savior, healing birth of now receive. You must never doubt a waver, His unfailing word believe. Casting all your cares on Jesus, sickness, sorrow, grief, and pain. Oh, believe this blessed promise, there is healing in His name. Come, ye helpless, sick, and suffering, at His feet and meekness yield. Soul and body to Him offering, He will all your sickness heal. Casting all your cares on Jesus, sickness, sorrow, grief, and pain. Oh, believe this blessed promise, there is healing in His name. He is just the same forever. Cast away your doubts and fears. From affliction He delivers. Though you suffer many years, casting all your cares on Jesus, sickness, sorrow, grief, and pain. Oh, believe His blessed promise, there is healing in His name. And to the desperate, praise the Lord. Christ forever is the same.
Christ forever is the same.
All the power in earth and heaven.
All the power in earth and heaven.
In heaven, in His blessed name. Casting all your cares
on Jesus.
Sickness, sorrow, grief, and pain. Oh, believe His blessed promise. There is healing in His name. It is, praise the Lord. Amen. Come, ye helpless, sick, and suffering. At His feet in meekness kneel, soul and body to Him offering, He will, not some, all your sickness heal. The only thing you got to do is cast all your cares on Jesus.
Yes.
We just sung the song, Jesus cares for me.
Yes.
So now the only thing you got to do next is cast all your cares on Jesus. Sickness, sorrow, grief and pain.
Amen.
Only thing you must do is believe
yes.
His blessed promise, there is healing in His name.
Yes.
So I thank God. I really thank God for healing tonight.
Amen.
And we want to let the Lord demonstrate His power.
Yes.
Praise God. You know, we sung the song, amen, two or three times in this meeting here. Send the power down. And the power is here. Now what you gonna do about the power?
Amen.
Amen. We need to let the power come into our bodies. Amen. And heal us.
Amen.
Praise God. And we need to get tired of our affliction. Praise God. Get tired of the way the devil is working in our bodies. We need to rebuke that devil.
It ain't nothing but the devil.
That's right.
Amen. Sickness comes from the devil.
Yes.
And we need to run around in our bodies.
Yes.
Praise God. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what he did over 2,000 years ago when Jesus walked through here. Praise God. And we just want to read some scriptures here to let us see he got power in his name.
Amen.
All right. Starting here from Matthew, the 10th chapter, we want to read the 5th verse through the 8th. It says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and command them, saying, the 12 was his 12 disciples, his messengers. He said, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of Samarian, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I want you to heal the sick. I want you to cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Amen. That's right. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely ye have received and freely give. That's all I want to read there. So this is a mission. Jesus left it for his disciples. And guess what, church? We are his disciples. So he left it for us. This is our mission, to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead. Praise God. And sometimes, why it's not happening? We got to believe. We must have faith. We must be active in our faith. Praise God. All right, now let's turn here to Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3. We want to read about the leper. That had leprosy, got healed. I hear Matthew 8, 1, 2, 3. It said here, when he was come down from the mountain, speaking of Jesus Christ, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately, can we say immediately?
Immediately.
His leprosy was cleaned.
Yes,
amen. He just spoke it into reality. Jesus said, Jesus touched him and he said, I will be thy clean. And immediately, the leprosy was cleaned. Amen. See the power of God?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
All right, let's read here Mark. If you get it before I do read. Mark the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 5. That's all I want. And that's speaking of how God healed the withered hand.
Praise God.
And he entered again into the synagogue. There was a man that had a withered hand.
And they watched him whether he would heal on the Sabbath.
And they watched because it was the Sabbath day.
That he might accuse him.
That they might accuse him.
And he said unto the man.
Which had the withered hand.
Stand forth.
Stand forth.
And he said unto them.
And he said unto them.
Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath day?
Okay.
Or to do evil?
Yes.
To save life or to kill?
Yes.
But they
okay.
And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he said unto the man, stretch forth thy hand.
Stretch forth thy hand.
And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as he had been.
Praise the Lord.
And
that's what I'm talking about. the power of God. So you got to be obedient.
Yes, amen.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
Lord said, just stretch your hand out. And sometimes the Lord speaks to us and we ignore him. We get prayer and we heal, and the Lord said, get up. And then we still sitting. Amen. Sometimes we have to exercise our faith. Huh? You say you heal. Amen. Arise and walk. Amen. See, on the other hand, the devil is saying, you ain't got nothing.
All right.
You ain't healed. You better sit yourself down before you fall. You don't scare the tax. The devil is a liar. He want to keep you bound. He want to keep you sick. He want to keep you in agony and pain. And we got all this power from God that can help us out. I'm just trying to inspire our faith.
Yes.
As Brother Warren used to say, inspire your faith along life's way.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Now, let's go to Luke, the 7th chapter and the 11th verse.
That he went into a city called Nazareth. Yes.
And
many of his disciples went with him.
Yes.
Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man.
Let us all say dead man.
Dead man.
Dead man means he didn't have no life.
That's right.
He ceased to breathe.
The only was out of his mother.
Yes.
She was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her,
he
had
compassion on her.
Weep not.
Yes.
And he came and touched the fire, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak.
Praise
and
God.
And delivered him to his mother.
That's good enough right there, sister. See the victory? See the power of God?
Yes, amen.
That young man that was dead, now he sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. Christ can conquer death.
Yes.
Amen. Natural and spiritual.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. So it don't matter what we are or what we're going through if God is able.
Yes.
All right, we're just going to prove a couple more scriptures. Just to let you know, he is will able.
Amen.
It ain't him that don't have the power. He has the power, but we want to have the faith.
Amen.
To behold what God has for us.
Yes.
Praise God. We don't have to sit around here. Amen. Daughter, she used to suffer headaches, and she just, every so often she get a migraine and she just sit there and just, amen. Come on. I said, come on, let's get some prayer in here. We can rebuke the devil. We can pray that the Lord take that migraine away. We don't have to wait till it wore off. God can stop it.
Amen.
Look at Sister Clay today. I'm sitting over there looking at her. She didn't know I was looking at her, but she was had that leg stretched out, and she was just rubbing it and trying to get some soothing. And I didn't say nothing. I was just wanting her to say, I need some prayer. And before I know it, amen, she started saying, hey, I need some prayer. I need the minister to pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Lord bless her. That leg she had stretched out like this, it began to come back in. Ain't God good? And then she testified. And see, that's what we want to do too. When God do something for you, don't act like he ain't did nothing. Tell about the goodness of the Lord. The Lord healed me. The Lord saved me. Praise ye the Lord. Be excited about what God is doing. Don't act like he just ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
Sometimes we lose our blessing. by not telling about the goodness of the Lord. So I thank God, sister, for your faith. Praise God. Amen. See, if you got the faith, God has the power. Praise the Lord. All right, now let's read Mark, the first chapter. Thanks, brother. Let's see, Mark 1 and we want to read the 29th. I think that's speaking of Peter's mother-in-law, yes. The Bible said here, we want to start at the 29th and the 30th verse of St. Mark, first chapter. Go ahead.
Come out of the synagogue.
Come out of
the
synagogue.
Yes. To James and John.
Yes.
To Simon's mother, they of a thief. And unto all, they tell him for her.
All right.
And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. And immediately the fever had left her. The fever left her. And she ministered unto him.
Praise God. That's simple, that is. Fever. Peter's wife, mother-in-law, lay sick of the fever, and anon they tell him of her. And what did Peter do? It said, and Peter came, didn't just sit there and let her just lay there, but took her up. Get up! Amen. And lift her up. And that's when the blessing came. Sometimes we got to get up to get our blessing.
Yes. Help the Lord.
Hello.
Help me.
Quit just laying there. Now, my mom was a person, like I say, with active faith. Some people got upset with my mother. Because after she prays, she don't leave you in the bed. She gets you up. I remember, anybody know Sister Tinsley? You remember Sister Tinsley out of West Virginia? She was a sickly lady, amen, that had a breathing problem. And I remember she prayed for Sister Tinsley because Sister Tinsley felt like, you know, that was something she had and she can't get up because she'll breathe more rapidly. But my mother pulled Sister Tinsley out of the bed and walked her all in her house, all around. And she didn't know she could do that. And she was in her bed and she just had her bed just fixed just like she wanted it. She had several pillows behind her, four or five on the side, and she just laying just like she wanted to lay, and please leave me alone. Do not move my pillows. Well, my mother didn't only move the pillows, she moved her. Praise the Lord. And she did something that she didn't know she could do. Hello in here.
Right.
See, sometimes you don't feel like, just leave me here. Get up.
Yes.
Kick the devil out.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me.
Get mad.
Yes.
With what he's doing to you.
Yes.
Stomp your feet. Yes. Telling you tired. Yes. I'm through with you.
Yes.
Quit accepting what he got for you.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I preach that, and it's in sickness as well. Let's don't sit and accept what he is dumping on us.
Amen.
The Bible said above all things, he want us to what?
Be
prosper and be
health.
In bad health?
Good health.
Good health.
Amen.
Praise God. And that's what I preach is good health.
That's right.
Prosperity. I know we're going to get sick, and that's why we depend on the Lord. That's why we get faith. That's why we ask God to help us. Don't wait till you get sick to pray. Store up your prayers now. Amen. Sister Flo, she was saying, amen, it depends on the saint's prayer because sometimes you can't pray. And you're right. And that's why we need to store up our prayers now. Amen. While we're feeling good. And then my mama, you say, I got so sick I couldn't pray. So what she said, she just say this, Lord, you know the way I take it. Amen. Lord, you know the way I take it. Her prayers are with her. She know the Lord know the way she takes. The Lord hear that groaning,
yeah.
Moaning. Amen. You talking to the Lord. Lord know about every groan and every moan. Praise you the Lord. So I want to say he's on your side, but he wants you to come. Amen. And let the Lord work things out. Praise you, the Lord. All right? And we want to read one more verse of scripture, very familiar. We all know it, but we're going to read it. Amen. James 5. Praise God. James 5. Praise you, the Lord. All right, James 5. He have a way of getting the pastors and the faith warriors on task for the sick. It said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Now, afflicted don't always mean in your body has affliction. You can be afflicted with anything. Amen. You got a problem on your job. That's you're afflicted. Amen. Things, you got a problem there. You got a problem with this thing or this person. Amen. Some things you pray. Praise God, you know. It ain't like you got to tell everybody everything that's going on in your life. God give you some faith for you to pray for that. So you pray. That's what it is saying here. Amen. It said, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray.
Yeah.
Is any married? Let him sing songs. Yeah. If you are happy, sing songs. Brother Edward, he's a good one. Every time I see him, he's singing songs. Humming and singing
Amen.
Songs.
Thank the Lord.
Riding down the road. And he get me into going. Praise
Amen.
God.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. So we'd be having church. Praise you, the Lord. But anyway, you're happy, so sing song.
Yes.
Now it said, is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Now it's your job to call for the elders.
That's right.
The preachers.
That's right.
You know, you don't sit there and be mad because the preacher didn't come to pray for you.
Amen.
Did you notify him? See? We got to do it like the Bible says. Call for the elders of the church. Praise you, the Lord. Amen. See, now I have seen some people say, you know, I've been into some congregations. You know, the pastor didn't even come pray for me. I said, did you call him? No, he ought to know I'm sick. No. The Bible said call. Then you ain't got no gray area there. You just... Amen. If you call, then he's supposed to come. Praise God. So the Bible said, call. Ain't that the word, church?
Yeah.
Call for the elders of the church. And then it said, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, not might, but it will save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So you get a twofold blessing. You can get healed and saved at the same time. Confess your faults. Don't always act like you just always perfect. You ain't got no faults, but sometimes you got some faults. And when you got them, you need to confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that ye may be what? Healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise ye the Lord. So thank the Lord tonight for the wonderful scriptures here. Amen. And we're going to open up the prayer. If anyone this tonight want prayer for body, you see you need a touch from Jesus, you see something going on in your body, let's rebuke the devil early. Let's ask the Lord to heal you. Amen. The pool is ready and it's waiting on us to step right in.
Yes.
Praise you, the Lord. Now, we want to sing and we want to give you opportunity. Praise you, the Lord, if you so desire. Amen. We want to sing, Take Up Your Bed and Walk. Now, what page is that? 491, I believe. Is it? No? Okay. Yes, it is. 491. Amen. As we softly sing this song, anyone need prayer? there's healing in his name. And someone can leave that. Take up your bed and walk.
Oh, you sick and helpless.
Oh, Jesus, be you.
If you would be made whole, he tells you what to do. Obey his word.
Obey his word.
As you hear it, and that's the truth. Holy Spirit, all right. Take up your bed. Take up your bed and walk.
Oh.
All right. Take up your bed. Take up your bed and walk. If you believe in Jesus talking, take up your bed and just keep on walking.